From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, July 31st. The Park Fire is now over 385,000 acres in size with 18% containment as of the latest CAL FIRE update last night. Crews have finished approximately 70% of their damage assessment for the burn scar and have found at least 274 homes and other buildings have been destroyed, and 27 others were damaged. Over 8,000 more structures remain threatened. CAL FIRE reports lighter winds yesterday helped crews strengthen control lines and make progress on active fire zones. Today and throughout the rest of the week, crews are expecting rising temperatures and lower humidity levels, which will elevate fire risk in the area. And a local assistance center is being opened for residents impacted by the fire in Butte County. Officials say the center will be a place for residents to connect with the resources needed to recover and rebuild. Representatives from the county, state, and nonprofit agencies will all be available at the center to assist residents. It will open Monday, August 5th on Pillsbury Road in Chico. And residents living in and around the perimeter of the Park Fire will be protected from insurance policy non-renewals and cancellations for 1 year. Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara said in a statement yesterday that he plans to release a list of zip codes that will fall under insurance non-renewal protections. First, he said, officials need to determine the final perimeter of the fire. Lara also reminded residents that homeowners and renters insurance may help with evacuation and relocation costs.
Many homeowners and renters aren't aware that there's coverage under their policies really to help them with all kinds of evacuation and recovery expenses.
That's spokesperson for the California Department of Insurance, Michael Soller. He says an important benefit is known as additional living expenses. It can cover food and housing costs, furniture rentals, relocation, and transportation expenses.
Really anything that you're paying above and beyond what you would normally pay for your rent or your home, there's potential benefits. So we encourage people to look at their policy, to contact their agent if they've had to leave their home for an extended period.
He said the Park Fire may keep people out of their homes for some time, as it's now one of the largest fires in California's history. But many people in Forest Ranch were able to return to the area recently. That's after an evacuation order for the area was lifted on Monday. Officials had been worried about the Park Fire jumping Highway 32, but they were, for the most part, able to keep it out of the area. Monique Weichelt evacuated from her home there.
The whole mountain looked like it was on fire from Proberta. They were starting to get concerned over there because it was spreading out towards us. It was scary for everybody.
CAL FIRE says so far, more than 270 structures have been destroyed in Butte and Tehama counties. And officials say they're working on getting power back to communities that lost service during the fire. Butte County Supervisor Doug Teeter says officials are especially concerned about restoring power to areas that are no longer under evacuation orders, such as Forest Ranch.
As you know, a lot of the evacuation orders were reduced to a warning so people could go back home. So getting those lines re-energized or fixed is a priority. And then in the Cohasset area, I'm aware that PG&E is in planning stages for some type of possibly a microgrid that would power a small portion. I think they used the word most.
In a press release this week, PG&E said that more than 2,000 customers initially lost power when the fire started. It said it was able to restore service to just over 1,000 customers. And finally, yesterday was the first day Park Fire evacuees were able to start picking up their animals being sheltered by the North Valley Animal Disaster Group, often called NAVDAG. That's according to Norm Rosine. He's with the group and says nearly 70 horses, donkeys, pigs, and goats were at the large animal shelter.
And we had about close to 100, right at 99. At the small animal shelter at the height of the fire.
Rosine says the group shelters and rescues animals during wildfires.
The idea is that we're able to work with other agencies and within the incident command structure so that we don't get in the way, but we're providing a service by getting those animals out of harm's way.
NAVDAG is made up of about 250 volunteers from around the region. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, July 31st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Nora Grove.